Welcome to the Taylor Tax Show podcast. We are here to help highly paid, highly taxed, and high profile taxpayers save a bunch on your taxes legally. When you follow our podcast, you will know how to make sure that the more you make, the less they take. Folks, welcome back to the Taylor Tax Show, the podcast that helps highly paid, highly taxed, high profile, high net worth, and ultra high net worth taxpayers save a bunch on taxes legally. My name is Terrence Taylor. I'm your host or co-host of Taylor Tax Show. I'm a co-founder of Taylor Tax. I'm an enrolled agent. I have my MBA from Harvard Business School. This is Big Al Darnell Jr., my partner. Hey, Big Al, say what's up, man.
What's going on, Big Al? Love my mama and Terrence. You said legally, but I thought you were about to say and perennially. Your favorite phrase, favorite word. But yeah.
Yes. Big Al is also an enrolled agent. Has his MBA.
All day.
And is also a co-founder of Taylor Tax.
All day.
Folks, episode 45 is titled, Lost Your Job? You Can Improve Taxation on Your Retirement Savings. So Big Al, when we thought about this, the zeitgeist right now is there are a lot of people losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Whether that's in big tech, where since 2022, over a quarter of a million people have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, last year alone, close to 156,000 people lost their jobs in big tech. Or now also in the public sector with the Department of Government Efficiency looking to do a reduction in workforce as President Trump looks to create efficiency and shrink the federal government, people are also losing their jobs in the federal government. What we know is every dark cloud has a silver lining. And the silver lining, folks, is when you lose your job, you actually gain control of what used to be your retirement savings or pension that was administered by the organization you worked for. And believe it or not, gaining control over your retirement savings opens the door for you to be able to improve how those funds will be taxed when you retire, and even create opportunities and options for you to use some of the funds from your retirement savings in a tax, well, in a penalty-free way, I should say. If you're younger than 59 and a half, in a penalty-free way, to create retirement assets that could give you tax-free money. So Big Al, I would love for you to weigh in and share your thoughts on this very topic.
Well, yeah, so there have been a lot of clients that we have that have gone through some transition, whether they prompted it or it was prompted for them, or they were impacted. So there's a lot of options out there, especially when you understand how the game of qualified plans works. All right. Now, all retirement plans for it to be a retirement plan, it has to be approved by the IRS to qualify within their parameters of what a retirement plan is. That's why it's called a qualified plan. But some of those things extend from IRAs, cash balance plans, annuities, like Terrence was talking about, or we'll talk about, and 401ks, et cetera, et cetera. But see, here's the thing, is like how we look at things is we want you to have control. Control is the goal. So whatever gives you the most control is what we want to try to direct you towards. And whatever can get you the biggest return, the biggest tax-free return, is what we want to direct you toward as well. So a lot of times, especially in the last decade or so, a lot more companies have made available, a lot more banks and financial institutions have made available self-directed qualified plans. Now, they have to be audited, they have to be reviewed, and there's strict parameters, even stricter parameters of than having your own corporation where you can't pierce the corporate veil. With this, you really can't pierce the corporate veil in a number of parameters, but nonetheless, the beautiful thing is that, let's just say that you were working at one of these big tech companies here in Silicon Valley. You've, by the grace of God, accumulated $500,000 or more in in retirement over the last 10 years. And now you find yourself without a job. You see that right now it's not looking so good with transitioning to the next job as quickly as you may have a couple of years ago. What do you do? What do you do? A lot of people, what they do is they start to explore, all of their saved up stock options, RSUs, et cetera, et cetera. After you have depleted those, then we start dipping into retirement. Now, what's the best way of dipping into retirement? There is a procedural way, a order of operations in dipping into this retirement. And dipping into it, as we try to tell with all of our clients, is that loan proceeds are not taxable. So with everything that we're doing, we're trying to help you build equity centers, assets with equity in it, so that you can then, with that gives you the authority to pull loans from it. Now, when you're working with a company, oftentimes they're not allowing you to take a loan from your retirement accounts. You have to have some sort of what's it called? Some sort of exclusion. I forgot. When you're buying a first time, when you're like a first time home buyer, or if you're in some sort of financial emergency, you can pull out a certain amount of funds. But
They're
outside of
very,
that,
yeah.
yeah.
I was just going to add, Big Al, they're very prescribed reasons that has to be either cited or proven for the for you to be allowed to take your money out as a loan.
Right. But once you are no longer at that location, at that job, you can transfer or you can shift that. You're in full control of that 401k. And you can also shift it to a different company or a different type of 401k. You have to be very careful that you meet with a financial advisor or a tax advisor like Terrence and myself to make sure that you do it in the right way so that you're not taxed on the money. Because if you were to accidentally pull a large amount of that out, you can't put that same large amount back in. Once the cat's out the bag, the cat's not getting back in the bag. All right. So what you want to do is you want to, make sure that you transfer it properly into a qualified plan with a company that allows you to take loans from it. And then make sure that you use those loans in a way that's going to allow you to pay back those loans with interest and maintain your standard of living to an extent, and maintain your lifestyle until you get to that next position in life. And I'm not saying next job, next position, because the next thing for you might not be another job. It might be starting your own outfit, starting your own company. Because guess what that does? It gives you more control. And like I said, we're trying to help get control in your hands. All right, what are your thoughts, my man?
I love everything you said, Big Al. And let's get very concrete with a strategy for folks to talk to their financial planner, their retirement specialist, or their tax advisor about. Imagine this picture, folks. You are younger than 59 and a half. You've now lost your job, or you suspect that you may lose your job, either because you're in tech where cuts are ongoing, or you're in the public sector where cuts are just ramping up. And you're now in a position where you can do a qualified rollover from your retirement savings plan. Big Al's already given you all the different alphabets and the numbers, right? Into an annuity, which allows you to be able to, depending on the state that you're in, access 5 to 10% of what you put into it through that qualified rollover. So the money has to go straight to the insurer that provides you the annuity. It can't come into your hands, to make sure that you keep the qualified status of the of the money. So once the money hits that annuity account, you can take that 5 to 10% penalty-free withdrawal from your annuity, and that money, as Big Al referenced earlier, you can put into a strategy that allows you to get tax-free income via policy loans from a cash value insurance policy. So, step one, you would roll over your some of your money from your retirement plan that you now control into an indexed annuity, for example, a fixed indexed annuity. You can choose whichever annuity works best for you, but as an example, fixed indexed annuity. Then you take the free withdrawal, so penalty free withdrawal. So that's between 5 to 10%, depending on your state. States like Arizona, you're limited to 5%. Things like places like Washington, D.C., you can go up to like 10%, right? As an example. And we have clients in different states that we've been working with on similar strategies. Once you then have the funds, you are going to pay tax on the funds. But think of it this way, you're paying tax on the seed, not on the harvest, right? So those 5 to 10% withdrawals are much smaller than you would pay if you were taking money out, taking the entire funds out, let's say. And now the money has been liberated from the shackles of the retirement plans that the companies give us. And now you're putting it into an insurance policy that builds up cash value over time. You're going to be able to pay for the premiums of this strategy using that penalty-free withdrawal, even after you pay taxes on it. And that's going to rapidly, or much more rapidly, build up cash value, which in a period of time you could take out tax-free and with no restrictions on what you use that money for, which is the key. So now you have more control over your money. You change the tax code. It's like changing the zip code, Big Al, right? So we have our favorite cities, like living in Austin, like there's certain zip codes that you'd rather be in than others. So when it comes to retirement savings, we've done a whole series on that. Go and check it out. You want to make sure that the code that applies to your retirement savings is the code that gives you maximum control, maximum flexibility on how you access your money, what you use your money for. Big Al already mentioned you can pay yourself back over time if you choose to. Or if this is the strategy that you're going for, you don't have to pay yourself back because there's something in the cash value insurance policy that collateralizes the loan, which is the death benefit. And that tends to be a very high number based on how much you can put into this strategy from what you can withdraw from your annuity. So we've said a lot, but
No,
it's just something for you to think about. All right, Big Al,
100%.
take us home.
Well, yeah, definitely. Make sure that you remember this. The beautiful thing is that you were so disciplined in putting the money away, maxing out your retirement over these last number of years. But with these retirement funds, I'm telling you, the entire world is open back up whenever you are no longer at that job. Do you know that you can use your retirement funds to invest in life insurance, like Terrence is talking about, invest in annuities. You can use it to invest in real estate. You can use it to invest in businesses. They have this thing called ROBS. It's like a rollover for business startups type of retirement plan where you can literally start a C corporation using the funds from your retirement account. And then you can then pay yourself a salary based on that and build a phenomenal company with hundreds of thousands of dollars of investments. Do you know that if you have a self-directed IRA and you were to do a huge rollover to this bad boy, hopefully it's like a self-directed Roth IRA, then let's just say if you only have 100 grand in this self-directed Roth IRA and you wanted to buy a house in Austin for 400 grand or $300,000, you could put 20, your retirement account, your self-directed IRA could then purchase and own this property in Austin as a investment. A rental or investment property. And now all of the profits from that property are going back into your self-directed Roth IRA. So the thing is just know that all is not lost. There's a ton that you can do during this transition, and you can make your own decision whether or not you want to go back or you want to maintain what you've built and strike while the iron is hot, because once again, when you're owning your own business, you're in more control of your future and more control of your life. But it's a beautiful thing to be employed too. Just letting you know that I don't want you to beat your head on the desk with, regret or anything. This is a beautiful blossoming opportunity for you to turn this frown upside down, to turn this loss into, this L into the biggest W. around. But yeah,
And
that's it.
I'm gonna vibe with Big Al on that. Like, hey, you've gotten lemons. You can make some very sweet lemonade because now you are in control of what tends to be a sizable asset for many people. But when you had a job, it was basically very difficult for you to control it and use it, right? And now you can use it to create more equity centers, as we love to say, that allow you then to access tax-free money, which is what we're here to help you do. Folks, feel free to get in touch with us if we can help you in any way as you think about what to do. If you've lost your job or you suspect you will lose your job when it comes to your retirement savings. And also, please, whether you talk to us or anyone else who's qualified to help you, make sure that you get the qualified help that you need. All right, folks, see you soon.
Yes. Well, make sure that you follow us and subscribe on YouTube and any other platform that good podcasts show up on.